The best hope for ending the COVID-19 pandemic is a vaccine. There is no shortage of candidates. The World Health Organization is tracking 34 in various stages of development. How well they will work, though, is another matter. On September 9th, AstraZeneca, a drug firm, announced it was pausing its trials after a participant fell ill. Such pauses are common in vaccine development, a discipline in which effort does not always bring reward. Despite much research, only an imperfect vaccine is available for dengue fever. It has limited efficacy and can cause nasty side effects. In 1987, the first trial of an HIV vaccine began in Maryland. 3 decades later, the cupboard remains bare. The news about COVID-19 in two new papers is more encouraging. The first, written by a team of scientists at Decode Genetics, an Icelandic company, and published in the New England Journal of Medicine, reports antibody levels in 1,200 Icelanders who had been infected with the SARS-CoV-2 virus and recovered. More than 90% tested positive for antibodies twice, once immediately post-infection and again 4 months later. People who had suffered more serious disease, such as those who had been hospitalized, developed higher levels of antibodies. So did men and older people, both of whom are at greater risk of more severe illness. The 4-month lifespan is cheering for two reasons. Antibodies that hang around are more likely to offer immunity. That means a vaccine that provokes their production should provide reasonably long-lasting protection. They are also easier to find. That suggests that results from population-wide antibody screening programs, which aim to chart the spread of the virus, should be fairly accurate.